Vanu Kufnin Av Amrabas. Umra Velosh, Umra Biana, Megarim Menal Chodesh, Avalo Yoshin. You can scrape a new shoe, but not an old shoe. Rashi Avalo Yoshin, Shikofo Vavi Mamachik. A new shoe, by scraping it, you're not going to take off a layer of leather. By an old shoe, you're going to take off a layer and smooth out the leather, which is Mamachik. Vane Megaro, what are you allowed to scrape it with? Umra Babo, the God socket, with the opposite side of the knife, which is not sharp, so on a new shoe it won't take off the layer of leather, but on an old shoe, even the dull side of the knife will take it off. Omer le'ahu saba, somedidach mitneha. So someone in the Beis Medrash, an older man, the Beis Medrash said, Lamaisa, what you just said now is soser a braisa. Hadatani Rabchia, Ein Megarin, Lo Menal Chodesh, Lo Menal Yoshin. Rabchia said, you're not allowed to scrape not a new shoe nor an old shoe. So the Maisa, that's Soser, what Rav Avo said, or Rav Elozer said in the name of Rav Yana. She, Vanem Megar Lechadosh, I couldn't say it yet, okay? So the Maisah, the halacha is that not a new shoe nor an old shoe are you allowed to be megara. V'lo yosuch es raglo shemen, v'hu b'soch ha-menal. You're not allowed to put oil on your foot and then put it into a shoe, because then you're oiling the leather, and that's also ma'abed, that's called tanning. O b'soch ha-sandal, av'lo soch es raglo shemen, u'meniach b'soch ha-menal b'soch ha-sandal. Right, but you're allowed to, right, you can't put oil on your foot while it's in the shoe, because that is working out the leather of the shoe. But you can put oil on your foot and then put it into the shoe. The soch kol gupo shem, resagol agabi katavlia, deino choshesh. You can also oil down your whole body and then roll around on a piece of leather is also okay. The only thing you're allowed to do is to polish the leather. But to tan it, that's osir. Mora says, of course you're not allowed to be mavzid. This is the raisa. The sula tzachzicho miikom andeshori. If your intention is to polish it, who holds its mutter to polish leather, you'll come to tan it. So even polishing leather should be osir. Eliit mar hachi itmar. Here we're not talking about polishing shoes like we do, because our polish is soveya, it also dyes the shoe. Here we're talking about clear shemen, which is just an idea of working out the leather, like nitzvot oil on a baseball glove. So you work it out. But so you can either polish it or you can tan it. It tanning means that you work the leather out and make it softer. So it's mashma over here that polishing it is okay. Eliit mar hachi itmar. It was said like this. Omer Rav Chisda, lo shonu ela shir letzachtzicho. You can only put enough oil that even if you had kavana, the most you could do is polish it. But it wouldn't work out the leather and soften it. Aval shir la'avda, but enough oil that would be able to work out the leather and soften it, osir. That's osir. Rashi. V'hu b'soch ha-menal, m'tnesha ha-menal nehenem imenu v'nimtza mi'avda. If you put the oil on your foot while it's in the shoe, then you're going to be working out the leather of the shoe. Misagel, misgalgel. But you're allowed to put oil on your body or put oil on your foot and then put it into the shoe, because that doesn't work out the shoe. And the way the Gemara explains, that's only if you don't put enough oil that could tan it. If you put enough oil on your foot, that the worst it could be, we'd be polishing it. Tzeno miskaving, and even polishing it is only nisid rabbanan. And therefore, what's it called? It's mutter. But if you put enough that you could conceivably work it out, then it's also that too. And you can put oil on your body and then roll around katablia on a or shaluk on leather or hide that's cooked. Shosimenu mishtechos leshulchan lamita. You make that into leather coverings of a table or a bed. That's what it's leather. That's what's it called? That's been hides that have been cooked that are basically leather. Ella tzachzecho lo shonu de mutter losuch shemen l'raglo v'noslam betocha menal ella shemiskavin l'tzachzecho l'menal. So first the Gemara thinks that it's talking that you're allowed to put oil on your foot and have intention to polish the leather. And that the Gemara says l'tzachzecho misharid miskavin. Who holds that you're allowed to polish leather intentionally? Ha'ikalim nigzer after la'avda. That for sure is something that's also midrabanan, because if you polish it, you may come to work it out. Shir l'tzachzecho. Gemara says no, it doesn't mean you have kavana to polish it, but you put enough oil only that you could conceivably polish it, but not more than that. Shalohaya kol kach shemen hanishuf la'or migufo kedei la'abed la'or. There's not enough oil that would transfer from your body to the shoe that you could even possibly tan it. Ella only to polish it. Miu iu afilu tzachzech l'miskaven. But your kavan is just to put the oil on your foot, not to polish the shoe. Okay. Tan rabbanan. Lo yetzei katan v'menal gadol, aval yotzei hu b'cholik gadol. A small person can't wear a shoe bigger than his size because we're afraid it'll fall off and he'll end up carrying it. But he's allowed to wear a shirt that's bigger than his size because it's not going to fall off. And if it does fall off, he's not going to carry it and put it back on, because he's not going to walk around in public without clothing. Rashi, lo yetzei adam katan ben menal. Katan over here doesn't mean a child; it means a small person. Shu gadol lo, with a shoe bigger than his shoe size. Mishum de nofil miraglo v'asel asuye. It's going to fall off, and he's going to end up carrying it. Aval yotzei becholuk gadol, the lo nofil mina. It won't fall off. L'mishlef asuye lo chashirim. We're not afraid he's going to take it off. The lo koyarum b'shuk. You're not going to walk around naked in the shuk. Mashma, though, that if it will be some part of a garment, that if you take it off, you're not going to be naked, right? Something that people do walk around with without that garment, then l'chara, that will be aser to, because we're afraid maybe it's so big, you'll take it off and you'll end up carrying it. For lo seitzei isha b'menal merufat, a woman's not allowed to go out with a nal merufat is a torn shoe. For lo tachlos bo, and you can't be cholates with a torn shoe. In chalitza chalitzasak shera, but if you did make chalitza, it's still called a shoe. Tosa says that that's only if it's torn a little bit. A shoe that's torn completely, that's almost impossible to wear, that the chalitza is not kosher at all. V'yein yotzim b'menal chadash, right? And you can't go out with a new shoe that you never wore before. And the Gemara says, de'ez b'menal amru, who is this talking about? B'menal shel isha, woman can't go out with a new shoe. Because a woman's very makbid that her shoes fit properly, and if they don't, then people laugh at her, she'll take it off and carry it. A man doesn't make that much of a difference, fits, doesn't fit. So a woman can't go out with a shoe that she never wore before, because we're afraid that she'll find out that it doesn't fit her well. Rashi, merufat karua milmala, it's torn on top, the gnai hula, it's a gnai, v'chi chaychi aloha shalfi amaisila. If they laugh at her, she'll take off the shoe and carry it. But a man, we're not afraid that people are going to laugh at him, or it doesn't make that much of a difference.
Why aren't we cautious that if it's a new shoe and it's uncomfortable or painful, he'll take it off?
Yeah, it could be. There's a Yerushalmi like that, I think, that says even by a man. But our Gemara held that it's talking where, what's it called, where Mistama, you have an idea that it's pretty much the right size. It's just that for a woman, she's extra mock, but it should look nice. But there's Yerushalmi that says that even a man, because we're afraid it won't be comfortable, and take it off. Can't make chalitza with that shoe, because it's not a really top-notch shoe that should be called menal. The menal chodesh can refurish vazel, shall yotza bo mi ba'od yom. A new one, meaning she never wore it at all. Well, the isha kaimin, it's only by a woman. The isha makpedis meinu mechuvin lemidas ragla. A woman's very makbid that the shoe should fit properly. Aval yotza bo kvar hikira bo. But if she wore it once, she knows that it fits, and that's why she's wearing it the second time. Demechuvenu. Azeinu makpedis, therefore she's not makbid. If she never wore it, then she may find out that it doesn't fit her well, and she's going to be makbid and take it off. Okay. Tani bar kaporo. Lo shna ela shlo yotza bo shoachas mbod yom. Chadosh means she never wore it, but if she wore it even for a short time, Friday, that's okay. Aval yotzav omer of Shabbos mutter. Toni chada, shomtim benal me'al gabi imum. Right, you can take a shoe off of its form. They made the shoe on the form, like a shoemaker has. Puts the shoe on the form, and they make the shoe there, and then they take it off. So you're allowed, what?
Imus.
Yeah, maybe. Imus. You're allowed to take it off the, what's it called, the form. The Tanya Idach ain't shomtin. Another brisa says you're not allowed to take it off the form. Lo kasha. Horab Elezer, horab Bonin. One it goes like Rabbi Elezer, and one goes like Rabbi Bonin. The snan. Menau shal gabi imus. Rabbi Elezer metahir, v'chachon metamin. Well, the shoe is still on the form. So Rabbi Elezer says it's not mekabel tumah. It's not called a kli. Until you take it off the form, it doesn't have a din of a kli. It's, what's it called? It's a bottle to the form, and it's in its formative stages, therefore it's not mekabel tumah. V'chachon, oh no, it's a shoe. Even when it's on the form, it's finished, it's a shoe, even before you take it off the form, it's still mekabel tumah. So hanichal rava da amar dover shemalachto leiser bein letzorach gufo. So one second. So therefore, so what's the thing? So according to Rabbi Elezer, the shoe is not a shoe until you take it off the form. So taking it off the form on Shabbos is what's it called? Making it into a shoe. And according to the Chacham, it's a shoe already. It's taking it off the form is not doing anything. Rashi, imus forma. It's the what's it called? The form that you make the shoe on. Rabbi Elezer Matayer, Alma Lav Klihu. It's not a Kli. Uva Shabbos Nomi, Oslo Talklo. It's not a Kli, and therefore, what's it called? You can't be Matalklo on Shabbos. It doesn't become a Kli till you take it off the form. So now the Gemara says like this. Okay, even according to Rabbi Elezer, that it's Mukta, okay, because it's, what's it called? Okay. Honey Chlarava, Domer Dover Shemalachto, Le Isra, Ben Litzorach Gufa, Ben Litzorach Makoma, Mutter, Shaker. So now, according to the Rabbanan, though, but the form is mukta, right? That's a thing you make shoes on. So that's davar shemalachto le'isser. It's a thing for making shoes. So that's also, it's mukta. So according to Rava, who holds that you're allowed to move something that's malachto le'isser, bein letzorach gufo, bein letzorach makomo, that's, then this halacha makes sense. According to Rabbi Elezer, it's also because the shoe is mukta. Even though the form is also mukta, the Rabbanan holds, since the shoe's not mukta, you can take it off the form, okay? Because you're allowed to move the form, litzorech mekomo. You need the place, you need the shoe. You don't need the form, but you need the place of the form to be without the shoe, because you need the shoe. That's called tzorech mekomo. Tzorech mekomo means you don't need necessarily to use the place of the thing, but if you need that place empty, because you need the shoe, that's also called tzorech mekomo. Rashi, hanichal rava da amar b'perek kol akelim davar shemalachto le'iser. Bein shu tzorech lishtamish begufo shokli. Bein sheino tzorech elalim komo mutter l'talpulo me'acher shetores kli olav. Since the thing has a, is a kli, you're allowed to move it, even though you're not allowed to move it stam, but you're allowed to move it if you need the thing for some other mutter purpose, or you need the place that it's on. Shaper ikula okme loha detani shomtin k'rabonin. The one that says you can take the thing off the form goes like the rabbonin. Tekivin de klihu. The imus nami kli, since the shoe is a kli, and it's not mukta, and the imus is a kli, but it is mukta, afal gab de malachto the imus le iser, le sakim min alayim, metaltlin, lahai imus, you're allowed to move the form, mishum tzorech mekomo, the hainu menal, sheha imu nosun letoko. You need the place of the imum to be, imus, to be, what's it called, empty, because you need the shoe. But according to Abaya, Ela Labaya Domer Litzorach Gufo Mutter, Litzorach Makomo Asa. We're going to Abaya who says that a Kli Shemalachto Le'isr you can move if you need the Kli to use for something Mutter. But you can't move it if you only need the place. So here, why are you allowed to take the shoe off? You're moving the form. And you only need the place. You don't need the form for anything. You need that it should be without the shoe. That's only called Tzorach Makomo. And Abaya holds that's Asa. So why, according to the Rabbanan, should be mutter to take the shoe off the form? Forget about the shoe. The shoe is not mukta, but the form is mukta. Ma'ikal ha'meimer, hacha b'mayaskin b'rofwi. It's talking where it's very loose, so you don't have to move the form at all. You just take the shoe off without moving the form. And then what's it called? It's only the shail if the shoe is mukta or not, and according to the Rabbanan, the shoe is not mukta. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hoya rofwi mutter. Right? If it was loose, then you could take it off. Time of the roughly, hollow, roughly low. Right? Mashma, only if it's loose. But if it would be tied on, you'd have to move the form, it would be usher to do. So now it's the opposite. Ha, nichol abaya, that's good according to abaya. Domer, dover, shemalach, tolis, letzor, gufo, mutl, letzor, makomo, usher, shaker. That's why it has to be loose, so you don't move the form. Ela, la, rava, domer, ben, letzor, gufo, ben, letzor, makomo, mutter, ma, iri, roughly, afilo, low, roughly, nami. But according to rava, that you're allowed to move kli shemalachto le'isser, even letzorach makomo, why does it have to be loose? You could move the form to get the shoe off, because you need, no, even though you don't need the form, but you need the form to be empty of the shoe. Where it says, Ahid Rabbi Yehuda mishum de Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda was talking in Rabbi Lezer, who says that what's it called, that the shoe is muktzah, that's only when it's tight on the form. Then it doesn't have a shein kli. But if it's already loose on the form, then it got a shein kli even before you took it off. As long as the shoe is tight on the form, it doesn't have a shein kli on it. Because you have to know how to get it off. So it takes an umen to take it off. Then what's it called? It doesn't have a shein kli till you take it off. But if it's loose and anybody can take it off, then it has a shein kli on it. So it's considered a shoe even before you take it off. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Lezer Im Hoya Rafui Mutter. But according to the Rabbanan, that the problem is only the form, not the shoe. Even if it would be tight, you could take it off. The shoe is already a shoe. You're moving the form, that's a Tzorach Makoma. So it's also Mutter. Rashi. Ella, okay. Barafui Shamanal Nishmat Me'ela. The Ain Tzorach Letalkel Ha'imus. It comes off easily and you don't have to move the form. Just take the shoe off. Now the Gemara is medayik the other way. Mashmith, it wouldn't be loose. You wouldn't be allowed to take it off, even though the shoe is a kli. Why? Because you're moving the form. Mashmith like Abaye, not like Rava. The Alkorch is time mishum de imus also the title tzorach makomo. Hachi garcina. He Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Lezer hu. He omra le Rabbi Yehuda lahu the matlig bein Rava lishaino Rava aliva the Rabbi Lezer. Omar. That Rabbi Yehuda says according to Rabbi Lezer. The Omer Menal Shal Ha'imus Lav Gemar Klihu. Rabbi Lezer held that a shoe that's still on the form is not a shoe, not a kli, and it's muktzah itself because it's not a kli. Cause man shemachusar hotzah, ulin yin Shabbos nami osel atalklu mishum delav klihu. As long as you didn't take it off the form, it's not a kli, not legabi Shabbos, not legabi tumah. The Ashmalina, the Rofi lav machusar hotzahu. So Rabbi Yehuda came to tell me that even according to Rabbi Lezer, that until you take it off the form, it's not a kli, that's only if it's tightly on the form. But if it's loosely on the form, it already has a shein kli on it. According to Rabbanan, according to Rava, it'd be mutter even if it wasn't loose. Because they hold, even if it's tight, it's a kli. So from the standpoint of the shoe, it's not mukta. Elamai, you're moving the form. The form is letzorach makomo, and according to Rava, that's mutter. The shein rafa yosel, Rabbi Yehuda, lav mishum imusu, elamishum menal gufet. Right, but according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer, the reason you can't move the shoe has nothing to do with the form. It has to do with the shoe itself. And there it makes a difference if it's loose or it's tight. Okay, Hadron Lechtolin, Hadron Lechtolin, Hadron Lechtolin. Notal Adam is Beno, Tho Evan Biyado. A person is allowed to pick up his son, even though he's holding a rock, which is Muktzah. You're not moving the rock directly. You're moving the kid who's holding the rock. The kalkola, the ho'evin besocha, you're allowed to move a basket that has a rock in it, right? U'metalkman truma t'meya ma'torah, and you're allowed to move truma t'meya, which is muktzah, because there's nothing you can do with it. The only thing you can do is burn it. You can't burn it on Shabbos, so it's muktzah. Imatahora with truma t'ahora, which you could eat. So you can move the two together. The imachulin, or if it's together with chulin, right? In other words, something mutter and something osir. You're allowed to move the mutter thing together with the osir thing. We'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss when and how. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Malan is Hamaduma Bechad Neya. Once we're talking about Truma Teneya, if Truma fell into 100, what's it called, times the amount of Chulin, so that's called Meduma. So you're allowed to, what's it called, take out. Then the halacha is you have to take out one saw, one measure, right, and give that as Truma, and the rest is mutter. That's bottle in 101 times. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Until you take it out, it's also to eat. When you take it out, it's mutter. The Gemara is going to say, how could you take it out? You're being misak in the thing. You're fixing it up. Wasn't usable before this. Now it's usable. How could you do that on Shabbos? The Gemara will talk about that. Rashi. Notal v'evim b'yado b'chotzer. We're not talking over here about carrying. We're talking in a place where there's an eruv, where you're allowed to carry. The shail is muktzer. V'lo amrin de metautel evin. Over here, we're talking about muktzer. And even though you're carrying the kid, you're moving the kid, even though he's holding a stone, it's not considered like you're holding the you're moving the stone. Im ha-tahora, agav ha-tahora. You're allowed to move truma tmeya together with truma tahora. The agav chulin, or together with chulin. Aval tneya beapinafsha la bastukli. But if just truma tneya by itself is mukta, because there's nothing you can do with it. Af malim samaduma, saw truma shenofel lekuf shel chulin. If you have a saw of truma that fell into 100 measures of chulin, okay, the kaimel on the ola, and here it's bottle, right? And from here you see that the 101 is not that you need 101 chulin and one truma falls into 101, but you have 100 chulin and one truma, now the total is 101, that's also mutter. The kaimel on the ola mutter lalo, so the saw of truma mehem b'shabas, you are chulin mutarin, below I'm reading a sakinu, the Gemara Mefarish Taima. Right? So you're allowed, the halacha is, again, it's bottle, but you can't, when the truma's in there, you can't eat it. So what you have to do is take out one saw, and that is considered the truma, and the rest is mutter. And we'll see later, that tomorrow, that even though, the what's it called, it's bottle, so the chori should be able to eat the whole thing. But there's two inyanim in truma. One is that a zar is not allowed to eat truma. The second one is it belongs to Kohanim. So if it's the money, it's not bottle. So you have to take out one saw and give it to the Kohanim. Their money's not bottle, but the Isser is bottle. So until you take out the one saw, right, you can't eat it. We'll see that the Gemara says it's possible you could do it even if you don't take it out. Okay, Omar Rav, Hotzi Tinuk Chai, the Kis Toli V'Tzavoro. You carry, now we're talking about carrying, not Tiltul Mukta. You took out a child, a living child on Shabbos, carried him, and he has a wallet tied around his neck. So chayiv, mishum kis, you're chayiv because of the kis. The tinnik you're not chayiv on because it's chay no si es atzma. But you're chayiv because of the wallet, because the wallet isn't bottled to the kid. The wallet is still considered something separate by itself, so you're carrying the wallet. Even though carrying the child, your potter, carrying the wallet, you're chayiv. Tinnik nes, the kis toli lo b'tzavaro, if the kid is dead, right, and the, he has a wallet around, potter, then you're potter. You potter both on the kid, right, because it's melacha shein tzricha legufa, because you're carrying the kid out to bury him, not because you want the kid somewhere else, right, because you want to bury him, that's melacha shein tzricha legufa, right, and you're potter also on the wallet, because now the wallet is bottle. The guy is so upset about the kid, he's not worrying about the wallet, so he's mevatel the wallet to the kid, but to a live kid, you're not mevatel your wallet, only to a dead kid. Tinuchai, Shmar says, Tinuchai the kis toli v'tzavaro chayev mishum kis. Well, a chayev no mishum tinik. Why shouldn't you be chayev for carrying the child? Rava k'rav nosan sfirale. Rava holds like Rav Nosan. Domer chay no si es atzma. Who says that a living person is carrying himself, and it's not the way that it was in the Mishkan, and therefore you potter on the person. Aye, Shmar says, v'liptul kis l'gabi tinik. Now, since you're potter on the kid, the wallet is buckled to the child. So you should be putter on the wallet too. Milo Tanan, we have a similar thing in the Mishnah. Esachai b'mita putter. If you carry a living person in a bed, you're putter even in the bed. Putter afala mita. Shamita tfelelo. Because the mita is buckled to the person. The person is, you're not chayiv on because he's alive. So mel, you're not chayiv on anything. Mar says, mita l'gabi chayim avatli lei. A mita l'gabi, even a living person, you mavatli the mita. The mita serves the person. But a wallet, right, doesn't serve the kid, and therefore you're not mevatel the wallet to the kid. It happens to be that you're carrying a kid and a wallet. Tinik neis, the kis toli lo b'tzavaro potter, for the chay mishum tinik, the chay should be chay for carrying the kid, the kid's not alive. It's not, the chay no se es atzma. Where it says, Rava k'rib shimen sviroleh, domer ko melacha shen tzrich legufa potter aleho. You're not chayv on the kid because melacha shen tzrich legufa. You don't need the kid, you just want him out of the house so you can bury him. That's called melacha shein tzrich legufa. Right? And the wallet, you're mevatel to the kid. Here, by the dead, because they're mourning for the kid, they're not thinking about the wallet, so they leave it there. Shmar says, snan, notul odem es b'no bo'evim b'yodo. Right? L'chora, you're allowed to be metaltal a kid, and he has a stone, right, in his hand. L'chora, we see that the stone is batel l'gabi the kid. It's not considered like you're carrying a kid with a stone. It's considered like you're carrying the kid, and the stone is batel. So say the same thing over here by carrying. That's like tiltul. Tiltul mukta. Same thing by carrying. I'm carrying a kid, and the wallet is batel to the kid. Why do you consider it carrying a kid and a wallet? So Amei Devei Rabbi Yanei, B'tinik Sheyesh Lo Gyaguim Al Ovid. It's talking about a kid who is what's it called, dependent on his father, and if you don't pick him up, he's gonna get sick. Rashi says, right? See Rashi, and then we'll continue tomorrow. So Rashi says, Chai mishum kis, v'lo mishum tinik. And before it's v'ozul mishum kis miuchai. V'lo amrin iu lo mapik lei, ela tinik. We don't say he's not carrying the wallet, but the child's carrying the wallet. You're just carrying the child, and the wallet's brought to the child. We don't say that. Ela tinik lo mapik lei, umakami parak lei masisnik. Whereas in the Asim HaMishnah, where we say, no, the kid's carrying the stone. You're just carrying the kid, and the stone is brought to the kid. Potter legamrei can mefarish viozel. Mita legabi chay mevatala lios tefela lo shari tzorichla. A bed becomes a bottle to the person because the bed serves the person, but the wallet doesn't serve the kid. Malacha shen tzrich legufa motzi meis lekovra malacha shen tzrich legufa. Taking out a meis to bury him is malacha shen tzrich legufa. Kid amr matznia the key shoyetoli but savar lesachik bo agav mrori mevatale. Now because the kid is dead, you're not thinking the guy is so bitter. Because his kid died, he's not thinking about the wallet. So he leaves it there. It's mevakle to the kid. Mevakle l'gabi tinik shemes. V'lo choshev le'ahu shata. At that moment, he's not thinking about the wallet. But in a live kid, he's thinking about his wallet. De'ho'evin bi'adom, edeshor le'betilful b'chotzer, sh'mami no lav commanded nokitla. Ihu, le'evin. It's not like he's carrying the stone. It's the stone is bottled to the kid. And he's only moving the kid. So it's motor to metal to the kid with the stone. Why don't we say the same thing? We've got to be carrying that the wallet is buckled to the kid. We've got to be keys hechem mechayem esle. V'tinik sheyesh lo gagui malaviv. Shin lo yiklenu yechle. If he won't pick him up, he'll get sick. V'lo hen midu tiltul shelo biyodayim makum sakon. Now, l'chor l'chor, this is tiltul min atzad. We said that's motor. But it's not really tiltul min atzad. Because here, you're moving two separate things. The kid and the wallet. It's not that you're moving the kid and the wallet's moving the mailer. You're moving two separate things. That's a lesser madreg of tukul min atzad. So it's only mutter b'makom choli. Okay, but stam it wouldn't be mutter. But where you're moving the bed with your body or whatever, right, that kind of tukul atzad, you're not intending to move the straw at all. It's just indirect that you're moving it. Over here, you intend to move the kid and the wallet that he's carrying. So even though you're not directly moving the wallet, it would be usher, except the makom choli is mutter. Afogad belav sakonis nefesh gemura. It's not sakonis nefashas. Then it'll be mutter anything. Ela sakonis choli. The kid will get sick. They will matter tiltul muktzah. But the maitha, it is considered like you're carrying the stone. You're moving the stone, except they will matter because of the makom choli. But legabe yichatas, when you're carrying b'shus harab nisadoraisa, it's still usher min haTorah. Okay, and Mishum Choli is not Mutter Nisadaraisa.